WGN Radio.
November is National Entrepreneurship Month. Listen as Lisa Dent talks to Dan Ficini, Managing Director at Innovation DuPage, about how they're fueling entrepreneurship, empowering local startups, and driving growth in the western suburbs and beyond. Here's Lisa Dent.
Yes, this is National Entrepreneurship Month, and in honor of the month, we are celebrating Innovation DuPage today. I got to tell you, every time I have a conversation with you, Dan, I'm like, I need to come up with a business. I need a plan. I want to take advantage of this. Welcome to the show, and will you please tell everybody what is Innovation DuPage for those that don't know?
Absolutely. Innovation DuPage is a business incubator and accelerator. So in short terms or easier terms, we're helping entrepreneurs and small businesses grow.
And you were telling me yesterday while we were catching up that you're helping everything from the owner of a cat cafe to, people who have cleaning businesses to people who are installing solar. It could be anything and everything, right?
Yeah. So three times a year we do our business accelerator program. And those are for companies that have been in business for a couple years. And we have people sign up for like a 10 to 12 week mini MBA course that's mostly online in the evenings. And we put them through everything from HR to sales to leadership. It's really to train them to stop working in their business and start working on their business in order to scale and grow. So we do that three times a year.
And now you have a new clean energy incubator program. This is exciting. Tell everyone about it.
Yeah, we got a grant from the state of Illinois, and they're really focused on growing clean energy companies right here in Illinois. So we are looking for companies that have clean tech that even might be related to clean energy. We're taking them in, even if it's an idea. We'll take them in, and we'll try to help them work on that idea and help them grow as well.
And you said in many times this this is a good option for people who might own construction companies, correct?
Yes. Yeah. In fact, I just talked to a company the other day, and they had gone through our construction owner to CEO program. So they had done our accelerator program, and I had just spoken to her, and she said, you know, we've always thought about doing solar installation, but we didn't know how to pivot in order to do that. And I said, well, that's part of what we're trying to do is connect you with resources and provide you with a channel in order to make that switch and so you can grow your business.
That's wonderful. You also have a construction to owner CEO program. I told construction folks to listen today because I knew that this would be of interest to them. So tell them what that's about.
Yeah, we're launching that in January. We do that in partnership with HACEA, the Hispanic American Construction Industry Association. It's our regular owner to CEO program that we do two other times during the year, but this is going to be in January, and it's focused on the construction industry. So there's some other, you know, things specific to the industry, like funding, that we'll specifically talk about in that program and teach. And we've put up more than 70 companies through that program. This will be our seventh cohort of the program.
So I'm a small business owner. I have a small construction company. How could I utilize that? Put that into terms that they might understand. Let's say I'm interested in installing solar.
Yeah. So so if you're interested in installing solar, what we'd ask you to do is go to innovationdupage.org, sign up for the program, and then we will start connecting you with resources once we have you ingrained in the program. And there'll be weekly trainings in our cohort version of that program. And then we have a couple of specialists on our team that are really focused on clean energy. They have PhDs in electrical engineering, and we'll figure out what it is you're trying to accomplish, and we'll help connect the dots.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say we have over 70 mentors in our network and different partners. So there's somebody within our network that will be there to help and help you make that transition.
And it's not just solar, it's any clean energy. So that would be wind?
Yes. We just actually, I'm talking to somebody who's got a wind turbine. We talked to somebody who started a biofuels company, another company that wants to install EV stations. So it's really a wide range of companies right now.
That's wonderful. What are some of your other programs that people could get involved with?
Well, our regular incubation, you know, program is exciting too. So even if you just have an idea of a company or you're thinking about making that, that leap, you can come to Innovation DuPage. We have, shared office space. We have a variety of tech resources that people can access in order to just save money while you're starting in your bootstrapping and you're investing in yourself and trying to grow your own business.
And I would imagine the benefit of that is you're around other entrepreneurs who might spark ideas for you that maybe you hadn't considered.
Absolutely. So every other week, we do these things called member meetups, and we bring the community together where other entrepreneurs can talk to one another and really hear what everybody else is working on and, you know, trade ideas, problem solve. It's really a collaborative environment.
And do you have to live in DuPage County?
No, you don't. I always joke, there's no electric fence around DuPage County. About 70% of our participants are from DuPage County, but we have some people who are connected to Innovation DuPage who are out of state.
And Dan, for like nuts and bolts, you pay a fee or how does this work so people understand?
Yeah. So if you're interested in clean energy, there's no cost to that program at all. And for our construction owner to CEO program, there's no cost for that program at all. We find sponsors in order to pay for that. And we receive a stipend from the College of DuPage for us to run our regular programs. And we're getting grant money under the clean energy grant program. So you really have nothing to lose.
Yeah, I think when people hear the term incubator, they only think about tech and they're like, well, I don't do that. I don't fit in. But what you're telling me is that everybody fits in at Innovation DuPage.
Yeah, we're definitely, you know, like I said, we're connected to the College of DuPage. It's a community college. It's community first. And so we're not just tech. We have a lot of tech companies that are a part of our incubator, but we're also Main Street companies. We are the board game company, the coffee shop, cheesecake company. There's a wide variety of them that we're trying to support.
That's fun. How do people find you? Where do they find their information?
Go to innovationdupage.org and fill out the Connect form. And we're happy to have a conversation with you and tell you everything that ID has to offer.
Awesome. Great to have you on again, Dan. Have a great day.
Thanks, Lisa.